What are you doing to specifically mark the newest homeschool year? Marking the passage of time is just so much fun with kids. So whether you're an all-year homeschooler, an unschooler, beginning to homeschool alongside your jurisdiction's timeline, set aside a day to mark this year and just have fun. Welcome to the Homeschool Mama Self-Care Podcast. I'm your host, Teresa Wiedrich, the Certified Life Coach and Homeschool Mentor. And today we're not just talking about how to make the first day of homeschooling fun for your kids. I want you to have fun all year long. Okay, well, you won't, of course, because I'm a pragmatic optimist and I know that life will get in the way of fun. You actually might get in the way of your own fun. And a child might definitely get in the way of fun too. So many reasons you might not have fun. And that is exactly why I want to point you toward having fun this year. FYI, it took me years to not take my homeschool so dang seriously and truly have fun with it. But today I'm sharing 15 activities that will help you do just that. I firmly believe that if we don't do stuff for the long term in a fun way, in a way that has meaning or purpose, we won't do it. We won't continue it. We don't enjoy it. We won't continue it if we have any choice in the matter. And if you're not enjoying your homeschool mom life, I'm here to remind you to reevaluate why you're not having fun and maybe even what you can do about that not having fun experience. These activities today aren't just designed to engage your kids. They're about reconnecting with your kids, creating memories that'll remind you why you chose to do this thing in the first place. So as you listen to this episode, while you chop veggies for dinner, or you lie on the trampoline after the kids disappeared, or you're sweeping just one more floor, I'm going to offer you a few ways you can mark this upcoming year with a big celebration. If we haven't already met, I want you to know that I'm passionate about helping homeschool moms shed what's not working so they can stop pushing through and enjoy their homeschool lives again. In this podcast, we tackle the tough conversations, share real-life homeschool mom stories, and provide actionable steps to help you align your daily practices with your authentic self. My journey has led me to help homeschool moms from around the world to enjoy their lives more. I'm here to support you live your life on purpose, even as you live it with constant voices as your daily companions, unchecked daytimers or incomplete plans, stale bread crusts tucked under car seats, and nests of erasers in your sofa cushions. P.S. The scissors are under your kid's bed. Oh, and public service announcement, you do not need to buy any more markers, pencil crayons, or highlighters. You bought enough 3 years ago. You're welcome. Also, you can come to my house because I bought too many 2 decades ago. I've been a homeschool mom just like you. I had the industry average number of 4 kids, and I homeschooled for nearly 2 decades. And one celebration I adored was the first day, not back to school, party. The first day is filled with so much anticipation, freshly sharpened pencils. We both know you didn't need to buy the new ones, but anyway, you definitely have them. New books. You also didn't need more of those, but seriously, who can resist? And a box of Smarties to make everyone a little smarty. Don't argue with me over the sugar discussion. It's just cute. Smarty, smarter, you know? What's not to love? To celebrate, I'm sharing 15 fun activities that will help you kick off your homeschool year with excitement and intention. These activities aren't just fun. They're also a great way to set the tone for the year ahead. Start your day with a memorable bang and create a sweet little tradition in your homeschool memory bank of your mind. So let's get to the party. First up, the dictionary game. I read someone's comments on Threads asking if our kids make games, like we actually see our kids making games, and, you know, stapling or cutting or coloring or using cardboard or whatever. And oh yeah, girlfriend, In fact, even I became an improv game artiste to make stuff more interesting as we were learning the boring stuff. And before homeschooling, I didn't play a lot of games. My husband's family certainly introduced me to Scrabble, and my husband and I played a whole lot of poker when our two youngest kids were young. Yes, we really did. He liked stats. I liked his company. Now, I see we should have taken shares in Hasbro and other game companies. We own so many games. You too? We'll make this a day of games where you pull them all out and at least spend an hour doing it. Keep it light, keep it fun, then do the games every Friday, aka Fun Friday. Take, for example, this simple game. Everyone grabs a dictionary because you know you have a lot of them. And they race to find a word that you suggest. Not only does this game sharpen those dictionary skills, but it also introduces new vocabulary in a fun way. And I don't know about you, but my kids love a challenge. Fun activity number two is one of my personal favorites, the sibling constitution. This isn't just a fun exercise. It's a powerful reminder of how you want to engage in your homeschool and how you want to encourage your kids to engage each other all year long. Whether it's about taking turns, respecting privacy, or solving disagreements, these commitments help create a more positive, peaceful homeschool environment. And if you haven't already heard me read the Ouija Constitution, you can check it out on the show notes to this episode, 15 Fun Things to Do on the First Day of Homeschool. I will add that, of course, it was never followed to a T. But it certainly did make a lovely decoration on my fridge and a beautiful memory. Fun activity number three. Let's shift gears to an activity that can set the stage for personal growth, because you know I'm going to include that in part of your play for this first day of homeschool. And I'm sure you're not surprised that I included all sorts of personal growth activities along the way. Take time on the first day to discuss emotional health, understanding how to identify our feelings, clarify self-soothing techniques that the kids can use, and learn conflict management techniques to assertively learn to communicate their needs. How did I make that fun? With a big ol' emoji chart. Whoever can most quickly identify a feeling word with a feeling emoji would get a Skittle. Because, you know, they're Skittles, so, you know, it was fun. Kids will always go along with whatever game you're playing if candy is part of the discussion. Fourth idea is to have a conversation about how I learn. Having a group conversation, discussing the things that they have learned about how they learn. It's just fun because they're owning who they are and what they're really all about. I know some kids won't think this is fun, but my kids did. Or at least they went along with it and saw it as part of the first day activities. I don't know if you could truly call this a fun activity, but it was truly a discussion I had on this day. And I learned a lot about my kids through this conversation. Learning how our kids learn is a lifelong journey and not a one-time discussion, but actually having those conversations with them, asking how they'd like to learn, this is super helpful information to prevent you from having a lot of consecutive unfun days. If you aren't individualizing your kids' education, you can count on more unfun days. So have separate time with each of them, or do it collectively and ask them, no matter how old they are, what are you passionate about? What are your goals for the year? And make sure you journal those questions somewhere, like maybe on your day timer or your planner. Write them somewhere because you'll find them hilarious later. Of course, no first day back is complete without some lighthearted joking. How about kicking off the day with some back to homeschool jokes? Yeah, they're cheesy, but they're sure to get everyone laughing and in the right mood for the day. Like, I repeated the same old back-to-school jokes for years, and I sprinkled them throughout our day, and I think the kids liked them. I think. I did. Here are a few. What is a snake's favorite subject? History. What is the smartest bug? A spelling bee. Why can't you do a math test in the jungle? Because there are too many cheetahs. Why do calculators make great friends? Because you can count on them. Why does the math book always look sad? I bet you know this one. They're full of problems. What is a math teacher's favorite dessert? Pie. What did the triangle say to the circle? You're pointless. Where do kids in New York learn multiplication tables? Times Square. Okay, I'm going to go with, you're not going to use any of these, but if you want to, you're welcome to. But a few jokes for you, homeschool mom. This is how you know you're a homeschool mom, lifted straight from my life. Number one, someone yells, "Dad, Zachary shooted a bullet at my back." And Dad responds, "You mean shot." Half a minute later, "Oh, that's too bad." Or you're sharing sensory enhanced sentences with one another in the bathroom while the teacher, quote, teacher, is flat ironing her hair. Or you purchase a chemistry experiment ingredient, or a few, that you later eat for dinner. Purple cabbage, anyone? Your homeschool kiddos tell Grandpa to write crap when you're stuck for a clever story idea, and when he looks at them surprised, they defend themselves with, "Mom said to write crap." But naturally, Mom defends herself, quoting a Giller Book Prize nominee who taught her how to write and admonished me to write crap to kickstart my writing. You know you're a homeschool mom when you're teaching your five-year-old to make bread in the kitchen, helping him to knead the sticky dough independently so you can get back to the math students who need help understanding prime factors. Only in a homeschool. Or you don't have a clue when spring break is scheduled, and you really don't care because spring break means the weather is reasonable enough to be outside, so studies are done for the year anyway. Or when you're visiting the nearest wall climbing center, your son is asked if he likes to play on the monkey bars at school, and he tells the person that asks him he doesn't know what monkey bars are. Or your husband says to your just-turned five-year-old after he asks, "Dad, what does this say?" pointing to a book. "Sound it out, buddy," he says. But you chime in, "Honey, he doesn't read." Oh. This is how you might know you're a homeschool mom. Whether it's jokes for you or it's corny back-to-school jokes for your kids, this is a beautiful tradition. Easy to find, by the way. You can just Google funny or not so funny back-to-school jokes. The sixth fun thing you can do on your first homeschool day back is to consider making back-to-school time capsules. Have your kids write letters to their future selves, which they can open up at the end of the school year or maybe on their high school graduation. It is a fun way to reflect on how far they've come and what they hope to achieve. They will absolutely love it after they grow up and return home. P.S. One of my girls is coming home this weekend, and that is also my very favorite time of year, too. Another favorite activity is to decorate the homeschool room. Even if you don't always use a dedicated homeschool space, you could spruce up your dining room with posters or creative projects like stringing up the numbers of pi. That's a project that could take a while. That was one of our kids' homeschool projects, you know, back when we were confined to our homes. Two of my kids created a decorative string of numbers for our homeschool room. And though that room has actually turned into campaign central for my husband, I just can't take those numbers down. Even though I have no affinity for math. I crack myself up. Okay, now let's add some hands-on activities that the kids will like. Like, start with this classic. Okay, you probably never heard of this one, but this is one I used. The M&M games. Okay, not a classic in your home yet? Oh, it will be. This one is simple. Assign each color of M&Ms to a prompt. For example, red could be, "Tell me something about yesterday." Or yellow could be, "Tell me something about your childhood." Or blue could be, "What did you learn last summer?" We found it a fun way to spark conversation, and it was also a way to... And of course, what is a homeschool fall party without Starbucks fall drinks? I really should be a Starbucks affiliate, don't you think? Grab that pumpkin spice latte and enjoy the seasonal flavors as you dive into your first day. Maybe this is just for older kids, not your six-year-old. Though the homemade variety can be made with hot chocolate and you can skip the caffeine altogether, and oh, also the 50 grams of sugar in a pumpkin spice latte. Yikes. Yikes. So yikes. Okay, number 10. For those of you who love prepping ahead in the kitchen, consider pre-making waffles for the freezer. You could assign this task for the teenagers. Mine loved prepping for their first homeschool day this way. It'll save you time, obviously, on busy mornings, but also if you add protein powder to make those waffles last longer in their tummies, especially if you've got teenage boys like me. OMG, I thought it was a myth, but it is not. This teenager is eating me out of my home. You will fill those bellies for longer. P.S. Save your money for those teenage boys' diets, or get them accustomed to eating beans and lentils now. The 11th fun thing that we did was to write 50 things we did last summer, an introductory writing project. And it's a thing from school that I love, so we did it just for fun. P.S. I would join in this writing project with my kids. Like if I were writing about this past summer, I'd tell you that I learned a boatload about perimenopause. Definitely not a school subject. I learned about writing a memoir. I learned how to navigate Seattle with Google Maps. I learned how to give a better webinar. Or what first-year homeschoolers are most stressed by. Why Starlink might work better than conventional Wi-Fi fiber on a rural homestead. How to read more books faster. And what the difference is between honors physics and AP physics. Definitely did not learn that in high school. Hey, and I would like to hear what you learned this last summer, so send me a message on the socials. The 12th thing you don't want to forget is to line up all the kids on the wall. You know, pencil marks above their heads. There is nothing like that wall to declare a homeschool a home. You want to keep track of how much they grew this past year. The 13th thing you want to do is give them a grade sign and take a few photos. Yeah, I know you might be confused that I shared this one because I legit don't see grades as a sign of a meaningful education, but it sure is cute for the memories. And as an aside, knowing your grade can also help stave off concerned grocery cashiers when the kids are asked about their grade. Just saying. I myself am proud to say I am in grade 50, almost 51. Not that anyone asks. Lastly, put together a jar of bookworms, gummy worms, for afternoon reading time, and also maybe a tray of apple slices with peanut butter, just to offset all that sugar I'm suggesting in this episode. You can more easily get the kids back into their homeschool routine by letting them know that as soon as they're ready to grab their project or their book, they can grab their treat and you'll turn on the Spotify playlist. You know, the instrumental movie score playlist with songs from Harry Potter, Jurassic Park, Superman, Wonder Woman, Adventures of Tintin, and all the other cool movie scores that really do make you feel lost in your reading as you turn the tunes up. And there you have it! 15 or 14 fun, fabulous ways to kickstart your homeschool year with a bang. There are loads of other ways that you can make that first day of homeschooling fun and meaningful. I want for you to have a fantastic year ahead. If you're looking for more inspiration, check out my free mini course, the Reimagine Your Homeschool Life mini course, where you can learn to create a more meaningful homeschool experience. Find that on the front page of my website, www.capturingthecharmedlife.com. Oh, and if you're looking for more ways to bring you fun this homeschool year, come check out the Confident Homeschool Mom Collective on Patreon. Every Friday, I'm here to support, inspire, and celebrate you all year long. And thanks for joining me today. If you found this episode helpful, be sure to subscribe, share it with a friend, and leave a review. If you're ready to explore coaching, book a no-obligation conversation with me through the link in the show notes. Until next time, take care of yourself, homeschool mom, because your well-being is the foundation of your family. You got this, girlfriend.